Ozzy was on a bender. He'd wait for me to sleep and then slip out. I decided to hide all his clothes.
She'd go out and take my clothes, so I didn't have any clothes to wear.
In the middle of the night, Ozzy was looking for his clothes to go down and join his mates, and there weren't any.
I thought, I know. So I put one of her dresses on and I went out.
And he put on one of my dresses.
Yeah, he wore one of her dresses and one of her wigs.
The next day, they had to do photos. He kept my dress on. And they took him to where the Alamo was.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to take a peek.
In
so
Texas,
I found this old wall. I thought it was an old alleyway, and I started to pee.
So he just lifted his dress and took a piss.
This cop turns up. There he is.
And he got arrested.
Yep.
And, of course, after that, he was banned from San Antonio.
Yeah. So that's from a new documentary, Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne, reminisced about lots of different times. And there's one time in particular, the documentary is called The Nine Lives of Ozzy Osbourne. Mm-hmm. There's a story that they tell in it, and this might get me to watch it. She says that in 1989, he tried to choke her to death one time when he was high, and she said it was the calmest he'd ever felt in his life. Like, he was just, she says he was very calm, and dived on me and started to choke me. He got me down on the ground on top of me, and I was feeling for stuff on the table. She said, I felt for the panic button, and I pressed it. And next thing I know, the cops were there. But she said it was so weird because Ozzy was like, yeah, I was just peaceful and calm and just thought, I'm going to choke her.
How has she stayed with him since the 70s? She is a saint for what she has been through with that guy.
My guess is his bank account may have something to do with it, and the fact that he's Ozzy Osbourne, you know, or maybe I shouldn't be so cynical. Maybe she really, really loves him. Maybe that's the love of her life, and she's willing to go through, you know, the worst with him.
Okay, but if you're married to somebody who's, you know, very famous and very rich, there comes a point when they're choking you.
Yeah.
You have to call for the police. And then he wakes up and takes your dress and go and pees on the Alamo. You got to move on.
That's the thing. I mean, at that point, he's already rich and famous. You're getting half of everything. So if it's for the money, she would have left, which makes me think that she must really love him. I mean, that must be the love of her life, because she put up with a lot over the years. My guess is there was a lot of groupies.
Even to this day. I mean, that's why they broke up a couple of years ago, because of his hairstylist. If he did that in his late 60s, what was he doing at 35?
Oh, no, of course. I'm sure he was banging everything in sight. I mean, my guess is, look, if you're going to get into a relationship with a rock star, that has to be an open marriage. I mean, you have to accept the fact that they're going to play. They just are. You know, as long as they're loyal to you and you're at home with the kids.
But she really has made him what he is. You know, she put him on TV. She put him in Ozfest. She did all this. So she has been his manager for a very long time. So if it wasn't for her, he wouldn't be where he's at.
See, that's the thing. I think they're both dependent on each other. And I think on some level, like, think about the things in your life that you've worked really hard on, like your car. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, that's my car. Like, somebody else cannot have my car. Sorry. I put too much into my car at this point. You know, I wash it all the time. I've souped it up how I like it. After a while, you're like, okay, I'll share my, you can drive my car once in a while, not you, but other people. But you know, you're not going to give up your car because you've put so much into it.
So she put too much into Ozzy to let him go to the random groupie.
Yeah. I mean, she basically created him. If you think about it, he got kicked out of lots of bands, you know, so it took him a while to get back on track. And he had drug problems for many, many years, as we know. Remember, she was the one that convinced him to do the Osbournes on MTV. Mm. And that was iconic because we had never seen a reality show with celebrities before. They were the first.
I don't think she convinced him. I think she signed up and said, you're going to do this.
Right.
You know,
yeah, probably.
That's how she talked him into that.
But, you know, that was really eye-opening because we'd seen plenty of reality shows before that, but it was always like a bunch of nobodies. The fact is, you would never think that a celebrity would do a reality show. So if it wasn't for Sharon Osbourne, you could thank her for Kim Kardashian.
I had Ozzy on the air back during that time. So he was doing the Osbournes and he was doing Ozfest also at the same time. So being on a rock station, he's going to call a rock station and do an interview. And he was so out of his mind. He started dialing the phone at one point. He puts the phone down, and he can't hang up on him. He's Ozzy. I mean, right. You got to listen to everything he's doing. And then he started going into why you should come to Ozfest, and he starts dialing the phone, and he's ordering things. It was great.
And he's like, I love that it's one of those phones that, like, if you lean on it, you hear it dialing again.
No, he just started dialing because he was hungry. He was trying to get food. And you know, I'm only on the air for like 20 minutes with Ozzy, and he's wearing me out. And it's only 20 minutes. She's been with him for 20 years.
Right.
I don't know how you do it. I mean, by the end of that interview, I needed a nap. It was just crazy.